RadioMD.com. A different point of view on achieving excellent health on all four levels of self: spiritual, emotional, physical, and social. It's The Healthy Self with Michael Schwartz.
I just heard the advertisement and for RadioMD, and I thought, you know what? I too have a Facebook page, and my company, the Michael's Health Products, Michael's Naturopathic Programs, we have a Facebook page and Twitter. And if you like the things I have to say and you like some of the things that the company is about, follow us. And I do my own thing separate from the company for the simple reason there are things that I want to say that I probably shouldn't say as part of the company, although I haven't yet done that, but still, I've got stuff to say. So you may want to follow me, and I would appreciate that. This section, we're going to talk about adrenal glands, and I have a personal story with it. You know, I told you that, or in one of my sessions, I told you that I used to do iridology as a tool to help understand what people were going through. Well, one day I happened to pay attention to the numbers, and I saw a small store doing incredible numbers, so I had to go see what was going on. Turns out the woman was an iridologist, a Native American. Her name is Phyllis, and she does iridology. So I ended up sitting down with her, and the whole time we talked, she looked in my eyes, and she was saying this and that, and next thing I knew, she had given me a list of things that I needed. Well, I went to her husband, Randy, and gave him my prescription. And I walked out of the store with about $400 worth of raw adrenal products. Now, following a vegetarian lifestyle, I'm not into raw glandulars. And I'm not, even as a practitioner, I don't recommend them for the simple reason that no matter how much you desiccate or defat a gland, it's still going to have residual amounts of the hormones that it manufactures. When you bring a hormone into the body, you train the body to be lazy. I'm not about lazy. Ask anyone who works for me. So for me, when I got all of these things and she told me I had enormous amounts of stress and that I needed to rebuild my adrenals, I said, thank you very much, because you can't not buy from your customer. So I took all those products and literally threw them away and formulated a product for myself for the adrenal glands. I call it the energy factors, Michael's energy factors. And here's the deal with the adrenal glands. As you know, your adrenal glands are the stress centers of your body. Well, when your adrenal glands are taxed, when you're under stress, depending upon the level of stress, will determine, I guess it's really more not only the level of stress, but how you respond and deal with that level. If it turns out that it's taxing your adrenal glands, then three things are going to happen simultaneously. Your blood pressure is going to go up. Your immune system is going to go down. And your ability to re-energize yourself will be compromised. Here's why I say these things. First off, blood pressure going up, part of that is because when you're stressed, and I've said this before, you compromise calcium. That creates an imbalance between sodium and potassium. You begin to retain fluids. The fluids put pressure on the arterial system. Your blood pressure goes up. Easy. Done. Secondarily, well, plus the fact, I'll pass on that. Secondarily, your immune system is constantly on guard. Now, when your stress in your immune system goes down, herpes, shingles, fever blisters, canker sores, allergies, acne, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, candida, hypoglycemia, all of those will be worse. And that's when you're tired, stressed out, your immune system is faltering. As far as energy goes, one of the roles of your adrenal gland is to monitor the sugar in your bloodstream. When the sugar gets too low, it actually will talk to your liver and tell it to release glycogen, stored energy, glucose, back into your bloodstream so that your fuels have, so your cells have fuel. Okay? So that's the way it works. So when your adrenal gland is exhausted and stressed out, you can begin to see how trouble will arise. There are two fabulous nutrients for the adrenal glands, and I'm sure you've heard me talk about them before, and I will continue to talk about them as time goes on. The first being pantothenic acid. Pantothenic acid is a fabulous nutrient. In fact, it occurs in all living cells. And it's vital for cellular metabolism. It works for energy production. Not only does it help release energy from carbs, fats, and proteins, but there's another aspect to it, and that is in one of its chemical pathways, it becomes coenzyme A. Coenzyme A stimulates the Krebs cycle, which was named for Dr. Krebs, who discovered the energy production cycle inside the mitochondria. So, pantothenic acid is key for the adrenal glands. It's key for energy production, not only because of the coenzyme A, but also because of its ability to help release energy from carbs. It's also has so many different attributes. That's why I say, for me, it's my favorite nutrient. Take a look at, depending upon your levels of stress, you may want to do a really high potency pantothenic acid. And that's what I did with my energy factors. I put in 500 milligrams of pantothenic acid per tablet, along with vitamin C, ashwagandha, rhodiola, not only the whole herb, but the extract as well. So you can, I find it, in fact, I actually call it a life changer, especially if you have a tendency to run out of energy in the afternoons, 2:30, 3 o'clock. If you wake up tired, irritable, sensitive, all of these can be attributed to the adrenal glands not functioning at optimal levels. Nourish them. That will change everything. One of the other herbs that I didn't mention was licorice. Now, there's a lot of controversy about licorice. Some people don't want it with the glycosides inside. I think it's called GGL or something like that. And the catch-22 with licorice is this, because you hear it about echinacea, golden seal, and licorice, that too much of it is no good for the body. Well, that's true. It's in keeping with the universal teaching, excess leads to rejection. But if you do things in moderation, the way that I do them in my formulas, you'll never run into a problem, because I don't overload using echinacea, golden seal, or licorice. So with my formulas, you'll never have to worry about it elevating blood pressure or overstimulating the immune system. What you get is fundamentally what you need. Last but not least with the adrenals is getting a handle on your stress. And I also do a stress formula, because some people, especially the younger kids who are under stress, can not necessarily handle a 500 milligram pantothenic acid. So my stress formula has 130 milligrams per tablet, which are much more suitable for low stress and teenagers with stress. You never have to worry about ODing on any of my products. The only thing you have to be mindful of, and this is with everybody's products, do not exceed 500 milligrams of B6 on a daily basis for any length of time. It will create nerve damage. You've been listening to Michael Schwartz on Radio MD, where we want you to be well informed and for you to always be staying healthy.